The vote follows protests over the fatal shooting of 19-year-old Tony Robinson by Officer Matt Kenny in March. Robinson's mother, Andrea Irwin, hopes the study leads to changes in the way police handle incidents like the one involving her son, where a suspect is under the influence of drugs. Robinson was high on hallucinogenic mushrooms when he died.
When you're under the influence of certain substances, you're not going to be able to be compliant, and they know that, so they should be officers that are trained to handle those types of situations.
Activists from the Young, Gifted, and Black Coalition oppose the city's plans to hire outside experts to help conduct the study. They want local citizens from minority communities most impacted by interactions with police to play a leading role. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.